Welcome to another Connected in Community. This is episode number 36 for Connected in Community. Connected in Community is a ministry of Santa Rosa Beach Community Church. My name is Pastor Steve, and my name is Steve Squires, and I am the pastor of Community Church right here in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. Really excited to be with you today for episode 36. Can't believe we made it this far, but here we are. I hope that you're subscribing to us so that you can get updates every single week. Try to get this done every Tuesday. We missed out on Thanksgiving week, and sometimes randomly we miss out, but we are with you today, episode number 36. Now, Connected in Community podcast is all about letting you know about upcoming events and studies at Community Church, as well as answering questions about faith, spirituality, religion, the Bible, these type of things. And so we address questions, but we also tell you about things that are coming up here in our church. And so we're so glad that you could join us today. Well, as you know, we are coming up into the Advent and Christmas season. This is such a special time, as we know, for all of us personally, as well as individuals that are part of a faith community, as we celebrate, or as we anticipate and then celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This season at Community Church, our season will be filled with like Christmas songs and traditions that people will appreciate and find meaningful. And so I hope that you are going to be getting into some traditions that make this holiday season meaningful for you as well. We at Community Church always decorate our church, and we have special events relative to Advent and Christmas, and so I hope that you would be willing to go to our website and find out about those. Now, in December, we are starting a brand new sermon series for Advent and Christmas entitled The Advent Conspiracy. This sermon series, if you will, focuses in on the traditional aspects of the Advent season while examining things that kind of get in the way of our fully worshiping and anticipating the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, we get it here at Community Church, right? Life happens, and it can get in the way of our worship. This sermon series that we're working on is designed to help you focus on the true meaning of Christmas, which is the birth of Jesus Christ. And so I hope that you would start your Christmas and Advent journey with us in the month of December, starting on December 3rd. It's, I believe, going to be a life-changing series for all of us. And so I really hope that you would join us starting December 3rd. Now, let me give you an idea of what we're going to be looking at every single week so that you know how to plan and prepare ahead of time. December 3rd, we are looking at the topic of worshiping fully. We're going to be looking at Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 40. And this sermon is going to be brought to us by Pastor Scooter Ward. He is our associate pastor and minister of music. And we're excited for him to bring the sermon to you December 3rd, this coming coming Sunday from the time that I'm recording this. Kind of a description, Christmas marks the moment where God's promise was fulfilled and love took form. It is a moment that deserves our full attention and praise. We put worship fully first for Advent Conspiracy because we believe that the level of involvement in Christmas, or at Christmas, is based entirely on how much we are celebrating Christ's birth. Christ deserves a celebration, one that's creative and loud and directs every heart his way. And so the first week, we're going to be looking at the idea of worshiping fully. Now, December 10th, and for the rest of the month, I'm going to be preaching those sermons. And on December 10th, we are going to be looking at the idea of spending less and looking at the idea of anxiety and peace. We're going to be looking at John chapter 14, verses 25 through 27. Let me ask you a quick question relative to this idea. What was the one gift you remember getting for Christmas last year? Now, next question. What was the fourth gift you got? Do you remember the 10th gift that you got? Now, the truth of it is that many of us don't remember these gifts because it wasn't something we necessarily needed or wanted or even thought about. This theme that we're talking about, spending less, isn't a call to stop giving gifts, but it is a call to stop spending money on gifts we won't remember in less than a year. You may not know this, but America spends around $450 billion during the Christmas season, and much of this goes right on credit cards. So we want to talk about the idea of spending wisely on our gifts so that we can free ourselves from anxiety associated with debt so that we can take in the Christmas season with a full heart and keep Christ at the center of what we do. Now, moving forward to December 17th, we're going to talk about the idea of giving more, our giving and what God gave us. And we're going to be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 12 through 2 Corinthians chapter 15. Now, I know what you're probably thinking, which is the week before this, we said, wait a second, you're telling us to give more, but you told us last week to spend less. Now, the most important, powerful, memorable gift that you can give to someone is not the gift of a thing, but yourself. And nobody modeled this more than Jesus. So what does this look like for you? Tickets to a movie or to a ball game, maybe going out with someone to a movie night. But the main point is simple. When it comes to spending time with those you love, it's all about quality and not quantity. Now, we move to our last week in this, which is our December 24th or Christmas Eve teaching, which is the theme is love all. And we're looking at Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 47. And it all boils down to this: love from a Savior leads to us loving our neighbors. By spending just a little bit less on Christmas gifts and giving a little more of our time, we give of our free resource to love as Jesus loved by giving to those who really need the help. So we focus in on the idea that Christ's love leads us to love all. And that is our morning service at 10 a.m. Now, on Christmas Eve, we also are having an evening candlelight service. And we're going to be wrapping up in the evening service the Advent Conspiracy Series as we come face to face what remains, which is our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. At Christmas, we come face to face with the fact that Jesus came for everyone, but he specifically came for us. And so we'll be wrapping up that series on December 24th at 5 p.m. So we have a 10 a.m. service and a 5 p.m. service, which is a candlelight service. And we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 11. So we have a great teaching series coming up, great sermon series. We would love to have you. Just as a reminder, two services on Christmas Eve. The morning service is kind of our regular service that we have at 10 a.m. And then we have a Christmas Eve service at 5 p.m. And that's the candlelight service where we will celebrate communion with one another. So I would encourage you to come to one or both of those services. We will not have our Kids Connection Ministry on that day. We want the kids to participate in our service. And so we're going to love to have our whole family join together in our worship celebration. Another event that you're going to want to know about is this coming Saturday, December 2nd, we are having Breakfast with Santa. And that is going to be at 9 a.m. We are going to have breakfast with Santa from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then we are having crafts and other activities for kids from 10 to 11, as well as ornament making for parents and adults as well. And so we would invite you to be with us on this coming Sunday, December 2nd, at 9 a.m. We've got to have breakfast with Santa. It's going to be a great time, and so we hope that you would join us in that time. So please get that on your calendars, all right? Well, that wraps up episode 36 for today. We are excited about this teaching series coming up, and we hope you are as well, and we hope to see you at either 10 a.m. or 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve, and there'll be more reminders for this in our coming podcast, but hopefully giving you some introduction to what we are going to be going over is an inspiration to you to come and join us. If you want to know more information about the church, you can go to srbcc.com. And you can look at all of our past teachings. You can find out about our events. You can look at our calendar. You can look at some introduction of our staff. There's descriptions about our staff and our different ministries. And so please join us on that srbcc.com. All right. Well, again, end of episode 36. Again, my name is Steve Squires, pastor of Community Church of Santa Rosa Beach. And we will be together next week for episode number 37. And Pastor Scooter will be doing that podcast. And I hope that you're excited about hearing from him. So we will be together next week. God bless.